Hey guys, it is Brittany and Manny. We are back with another episode of Tabletop Discussions. We've been away for a minute. I think it's been about 2 months.
This hasn't been 2 months.
It has been 2 months. The last one was August 7th. And it is now October, 5th?
Where you been?
Where have we been?
Oh, I've been right here. Where you been?
I've been right where you have been.
Well, but seriously, I didn't know it's been 2 months. But sometimes when you go from season one to season two of a sitcom that's not on Netflix or Amazon Prime, you can't just binge. You got to wait till they do the next season. And because of COVID, there was a delay in production.
This has nothing to do with COVID. This just has to do with us not being consistent and us not being on time with how we said we were going to do it. We were like, oh, we're going to do one weekly. That has not been a thing.
You know, I don't want to bring up old news, but remember, I don't do podcasts after 10 p.m. because I turn into a gremlin. So, and also I have to be at a table.
Well, we're at a table today.
Hence the podcast.
And it's before 10 p.m. So it all works out great. So, let's just jump into our small talk topics.
Okay. Well, I guess this is small talk. Well, 2 weeks went really... Well, 6 weeks or 8 weeks? What is that? 8 weeks?
8 weeks.
Eight weeks. August 7th?
Yeah.
September, October. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well... It's actually been real jam-packed the last 2 months. A lot of stuff has been going on over the last 2 months. I changed jobs. So I no longer work at the jail.
He was locked up. They won't let him out.
I know. I finally got out. So, but seriously, I actually stopped. I don't no longer work at the jail. I'm now working in primary care in an office. So it's been kind of different for me since I actually started there, because I think I took on a different mentality from being in the jail, that I actually feel like I got out of jail and I got released and I'm enjoying my new freedom. Like some of the freedom that I have now, I can eat whatever I want for lunch because at the jail I couldn't. I can bring whatever I want to bring to work. I couldn't do that because it was like contraband. Yeah. It's like some stuff was so restrictive. I couldn't even bring the ballpoint pens where the top comes off because it's a weapon. I had to bring the clicky pens. So I don't have that problem. I can bring my cell phone and my charger, and I don't have to go through a
metal detector or a body scanner.
Body scanner every time I come in. So I have my humanity back. No, and then it's actually being in a nice, clean, stable environment. It actually feels really, really good. I actually don't feel like I'm working yet.
Yeah, you seem to be very happy. Every time you talk about it, you seem really excited. So I think that's really good.
I don't know. I was in jail for 2 years. I didn't know. I didn't know what was going on in the free world. Now I can sit in my car, eat French fries, go back in with French fry hands, and come back out, eat more French fries. I'm just joking, but seriously, I am enjoying the new job. They've been really nice and kind to me, and it seems like I might enjoy being there at least until I become a millionaire. So,
well, when we both become millionaires, we won't be working at anyone's establishment.
Well, you're not gonna be able to leave. You're gonna be the new director.
Well, I do have desires to be a director, but if I become a millionaire, I'm not working anywhere.
You know what? If I became a millionaire, I'd go to work anyway and make people mad.
Who would know you a millionaire? I wouldn't be bragging about it I'm a millionaire.
If I become a millionaire, everybody would know. It'd be on the news.
Why? Are you winning the lottery?
How else am I going to become a millionaire?
Just by investing or saving. Like, you never know.
A secret millionaire. You think it might give it away with my new vehicle outside?
No, because you could just have a new vehicle. That don't mean you're a millionaire.
Okay. Well, in that case, I won't let them know. But I'll just come to work every day. And when it was something I don't want to do, that'll be my last day. I buy people lunch all day, every day. No, but seriously, I probably, the patients that I'm seeing, they can't afford their medicine. I'll probably buy their medicine. They can't get to an appointment. I'll send a Lyft to pick them up.
I mean, yeah, you would have disposable income at that point, so you can do a lot of charitable things.
I'll probably buy the house across the street from my mom so she can be the landlord so she can charge rent.
Hey.
That'd be her job.
Yeah.
To collect rent.
And I want a way for you to have extra money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how's everything going with you at work?
Work is great. I mean, not as exciting as yours, per se, because you have started a new job.
Yeah, but I just got out of jail, so it's different.
But my job is good. We're getting really, really busy, so I'm seeing a lot more patients on my schedule, which I actually kind of like and enjoy. Mm-hmm. Let me see. One day I saw like 16 patients, which is kind of a lot. It's not like a ton, but that is kind of a lot. 16, 17 patients. I mean, I was the only doctor there that day for dental or whatever. So that wasn't, it wasn't terrible, but I enjoyed it because it's a lot of variety in the day when you see that many patients. So I would say work has been pretty good, pretty steady for me.
Oh, what do they call you at work?
They call me Doc. Oh. Some of them call me Doc.
Oh. Well, what did the other ones call you?
He's alluding to a story. So I guess this is part of my work story. There's this medical assistant there who, when she first saw me, she would just call me Mrs. such and such or whatever. She would be like, oh, good morning, Mrs. blah, blah, blah. And I didn't think anything about it. I wasn't bent out of shape. I was just like, oh, okay, whatever. But recently, she continues to call me Mrs. instead of just calling me doctor. And it kind of started getting under my skin because I'm like, you don't have a problem calling any of the other doctors doctor. So what is the issue with me? And the weird thing about it, she's a patient of mine. So it's no confusion as to like if I'm the doctor or not. And so, you know, I was just having a discussion or whatever with some of my other like colleagues, like, you know, some of my classmates who I graduated with. And apparently it's a common thing amongst female doctors where like a lot of people will misaddress us.
Is that misaddress if you know what the person is? Or is it misaddress if they assume you do a lesser job?
Well, I think it's misaddress if they assume you do a lesser job. This medical assistant, though, I don't know if it's like a personal thing and she feels some sort of way, or if she's just being petty or something. But it was really starting to bother me because I was like, I literally see you every single day address the other doctors as doctors. And then you will literally see me walk in the building and be like, good morning, Mrs. blah, blah, blah. And I'm not one to be stuck on titles per se, but this is the work environment. And in the work environment, you need to address me as doctor. Now, I'm not saying if we're out in the streets and you see me at the grocery store, you need to be like, hey, doctor. But I feel like at work, you need to address me as doctor. So when I was getting ready to do a procedure on her on Friday, you know, I was trying to figure out, like, if she got in the chair, if she addressed me as Miss, what I was going to say to her. But luckily, when I did the procedure, she didn't even address me as Miss. She didn't really say anything, which is on a whole nother different story or whatever. But yeah, so I guess that's one of the things that has happened to me at work. I just feel like sometimes women in the workforce, if you are like a doctor, people have a hard time wanting to address you as your title. Like, I've had male patients do it, they'll be like, oh, Miss blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, no, it's doctor. So I've gotten it from men, but they like, you know, they'll correct themselves.
Oh, well, if y'all can see her right now, she's talking with her hands, like grabbing the air.
Because I'm just saying, like, it shouldn't be a level of disrespect. Or if it was a man, they're automatically going to address the man and say, hey, Dr. Billy Bob or whatever. But when it comes to women, it's almost like they have an issue or something with addressing us as our titles. Like,
you talking about the ones when they know your title, or are you talking about the ones that assume you do something else?
No, the ones that know the title. You know, if you're coming to the dentist, the one who is doing the exam on you, that is the doctor. That's not the hygienist. That's not the medical assistant. That's not the dental assistant. You know that I am the doctor. So why is there any confusion with you saying, hey, doc, doctor? It's not miss or missus or any of that. It's doctor.
Okay, Dr. Cottrell.
I'm just saying.
No, I actually understand. I know there's a large group of people that may or may not know that you do the job. And some of them that go to the dentist. And I don't know about the ones where you work, but there's some of them that, some depending on the procedure that's getting done, they don't know the difference between the dentist and the hygienist. So some of them, they just kind of, they just assume, if it ain't a root canal, it ain't the dentist. I don't know. I don't know how they think. I'm not them. But I know who you are.
I mean, I know who you...
Cottrell.
I know you know. But I'm just saying, in regards back to this medical assistant, I was starting to take it personal. And I don't know if it is personal, because if you're addressing every other doctor in there as doctor or doc, whatever, and then you don't say it
and
to me.
In your age group.
Exactly. So that's the other thing. Before we move off of this topic, because we weren't supposed to be on this topic that long. But before we move off that topic, I was like, maybe it's personal because she feels some sort of way. Because like we are like around the same age or something like that. And maybe she feels like, I don't know, she hasn't achieved a lot or something. I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there, but that was very bothersome to me. I did not like it. I mean, I am gonna address her if she does say it again next time. You know, I'm gonna do it in the nicest, polite,
well,
way possible. But I kind of feel like if it continues to happen, then it's gonna be a problem.
So, long story short, she's not invited to the cookout. That's our.
She would not be invited to anything that I have, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the case then. So she's not invited to the cookout. Oh, with that being said, we can't go to a cookout because me and Brittany, we're on a I don't know what I should call it. We're on this journey that we're taking together. Actually, to tell you the truth, the journey actually begins next week. We're doing a pre-journey before the journey. You know, like...
A pre-journey before the journey.
You know how, like, if this is like a swimming pool or like a sauna, jacuzzi, bathtub, mm-hmm. where you put your feet in mm-hmm. just to see to check the temperature. And then you'd be like, oh, okay, now I know. And then you get in later. We're doing that, that we're doing like a slight lifestyle and diet change for this week, and we're going to do the real change for next week.
Mm-hmm.
So the diet change that we're kind of making is pretty much, I don't even know what we're going to call it. It'll be in our book, but we're pretty much doing fruits and vegetables. We're having fruits, vegetables, water, nuts, and I guess tea or whatever, or caffeine if you need it, right? So it's nuts, fruits, vegetables.
That's the main gist.
So of course that means we're smoothies all day, salads all day, and we're just trying to do a change to build up our physical and our mental strength, and we're taking a journey together. The reason we're doing it and broke up into two pieces is because we're going to a wedding this weekend. So I figure it's a perfect time to try this out for about 5 or 6 days to see what works, what doesn't work, and then get right back to it. So today is day number 2.
Yes.
So how did you feel? What did you eat today?
Well, today I felt like I had more clarity. Like when I did my little walk during lunch around the parking lot, like during lunch sometimes if it's nice weather, it's still pretty decent. I take walks around the parking lot and I felt like everything was just so clear. Like everything that I was seeing, I had like so much clarity. My mental state was like more aware and everything like that. So I will say, I mean, I don't know if that's myself, if that's me giving myself like a placebo effect and being like, oh, it's making me feel like better or something. It's only been 2 days. But so far, I do feel good. Today I had a smoothie, which is not foreign to me because I don't really eat like big breakfast. We don't really eat big breakfast, unless we're like on a vacation or something.
Yeah.
But, I had my smoothie, which is typical, and that had like 3 cups of spinach in it. I had, a banana in it and then like this fruit mix or whatever, and then one of those energy shots, you know, the little energy shots that we take sometimes. I poured one of those in there.
Okay.
I forgot which one, and it was actually really good. So I had that, and
that
then
was the vegetable.
Yeah. And then I snacked on kiwi and what did I say, grapes.
Yep.
And then I also had nuts. And then for lunch, I had a really big salad that was delicious. So I actually used chickpeas, because I will tell you, if you want something that's like the texture of like meat, quote unquote, to me, I feel like chickpeas can give you that like texture that you want. If you are a person who's like, oh, I need to have some sort of meat in my salad or whatever.
Aren't chickpeas hummus when you smash them?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, so I had chickpeas in there, I had red onion, I had beets, I had kalamati olives, sunflower seeds, avocado. Am I missing something?
No. I don't know what you had, I wasn't with you.
Well, I sent you a picture.
Looked like salad to me.
And then I had a spring mix, and then I had microgreens in there as well. That was all I had.
How much water you drink?
I didn't take this today, but I had 3 bottles of what? The 16 ounce? These are 16 ounce? 17 ounce? I had 3 bottles of that. Yeah, so I think I did fairly well. Like, I wasn't hungry. Like, when I came home from work, I didn't really eat anything. Like, I didn't feel hungry. So I just had a few more nuts or whatever. I did have this little energy drink thing, not because I felt like I needed more energy, just because I wanted to try it.
Okay.
One of the ones that you brought. But yeah, what about you? What did you eat?
Well, this
morning,
how
do you feel?
Oh, I feel wonderful. So I'm eating all I want without the guilt. So this morning I was making me a smoothie, but I have like 5 pounds of spring mix and spinach. And I was like, man, how am I gonna deplete this? So I start putting it into my smoothie cup, and I filled up the cup that I ain't add nothing else to it. I just added some water to it. I know it's I call it my green goddess. I just had the spring mix
and
water.
That is green goddess, and that's
it. It was a 24 ounce. I drank it, and then I drank a 20 ounce of water, headed off to work. When I was at work, I didn't snack on anything, but then at lunch, I had a salad. My salad was more spring mix, and I also put a half a cup of blueberries. Was today the blueberries or yesterday was the blueberries? I think today was the blueberries. I put a half a cup of blueberries in it, and then I just had some vinaigrette salad dressing. I had some nuts. I ate a little bit of the nuts later. When I came home from work, I was going to make a smoothie, but I changed my mind. I ate a bowl of cantaloupe, and I ate like a handful of grapes. And then I came over here, and now I'm drinking some peppermint tea. I did drink a whole gallon of water while I was at work. I was just drinking my butt off.
And that's the thing. We've been drinking so much water, and we'll text each other, and we'll be like, we are literally using the bathroom, like going to urinate. Let me preference. going to urinate like so much. I feel like the people at work probably think I have like a bladder issue or something. Cause like all the water I'm drinking, I literally have gone to the bathroom so much.
I think after tomorrow it'll balance out after your body regulates itself.
Oh my God. I was like,
your body doesn't know what to do with all the water intake, so it has to adjust. And once it adjusts, then it'll get a little better. So overall, it's actually doing good. We got to keep this up until we go out of town for the wedding. And then we're going to jump back on it after the wedding. Well, with that being said, we've been to a couple weddings in the last couple months. And we got to take a quick break right now. Then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about that.
All right, guys. So like we were saying before, we've gone to a few weddings. And each wedding has been really nice. Like, they've had their, each wedding's had its own character and theme. So I've enjoyed all the weddings that we've gone to. But this weekend,
you have something to say? What weddings have we been to?
We went to a wedding in Vegas, and then we went to a wedding in Michigan, and now we are going to a wedding
in Ohio. I have amnesia. Tell me about it.
What do you mean, tell you about it?
I don't remember being at a wedding.
Anywho, I don't know what he's talking about, but we've been to two weddings, and they both were really nice, and I had a great time, and I cannot wait to go to the wedding that's coming up this weekend. Maybe you should elaborate on that wedding because it's your brother's wedding.
I know, but I don't remember the other ones. I have amnesia.
What do you need to remember about them?
I don't remember being there.
Okay, well, you need to take that up with the Lord.
Oh, God. Well, anyway, my just so everyone knows, my brother, he's getting married this weekend. It's about an hour away from here. But then again, he lives about an hour away from here. Just feeling a little bit of the story. I think it was... When did we... We met each other on Christmas, mm-hmm. right? We kind of introduced to each other on Christmas. We had our first date on New Year's Day. And I guess on New Year's Eve, Brittany called me right after midnight. She called me to call me for New Year's. And at that particular time where you're on the phone with me, he was actually proposing to his fiance.
Mm-hmm.
So when we actually went out on our date, I think
I showed you
the video of him proposing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually going to be getting married this weekend. So he has me being his best man in his wedding. Not sure exactly what I'm supposed to do, but I've never been a best man before. That's a good word. So I'm actually looking forward to it. And he's in love and they seem like they're really happy together. So I'm glad mm-hmm. that I can be a part of seeing him complete his circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm anxious to see where their journey goes. And I know that once we go to the wedding, I know right after they get married, they're going to turn around and stare at us and be like, what y'all waiting for?
That's what your mom said last time we was over there. Yeah.
Oh, she said that?
Remember, she was like, I'm going to wear my dress to Brittany and Emmanuel's wedding.
Yeah, so I figured. Yeah, everybody they put in front of they get knocked down. It's kind of like bowling, and it's the next frame. Like, who's next? I don't know who's next. So, but I guess they're going to be looking at us, but I guess we'll see. You don't catch bouquets anyway.
What do you mean I don't catch bouquets?
Because every time there's a bouquet that's coming up.
We're always leaving.
No, you got to pee all the time.
No, it is not. At the wedding in Vegas, I don't even know if they did that.
You were in the bathroom, peeing.
No, when they threw the bouquet at the wedding we went to in September, we were doing the little video thing, remember?
Oh, you sure you're going to be hiding from it?
What am I going to hide from it for?
scared mouth don't get fed.
Child, please. I don't need to catch a bouquet in order to No, I do not.
Do it for the gram.
I don't even have the gram. So I can't do nothing
for the
gram.
Do it for the culture.
You have the gram, so you can post all of what you want on there of that.
Oh, no. I don't want to get hacked.
Hacked?
Yeah, cybersecurity.
Nobody is cybering security. Anywho, so I'm looking forward to the wedding this weekend. I think it's going to be a fun event to be around.
And you like dressing up.
Oh, yeah, I love dressing up. And so I think it's going to be a fun event to dress up and to be around your family, because I like your family. They're all good people when they make me feel welcome and include me in things. So,
well, I like your family, too.
Yeah, we can both like each other's family. It's not a competition.
Yeah, but you said it before me.
So what? So it's going to be fun. And then we like going and staying in different hotels.
Oh, what do you call those kind of people?
I don't know.
I think it's a word for them. They're just like going to hotels.
I don't know. We've stayed in some nice hotels so far.
Oh, well, I hope I didn't mess up the street.
No, the one hotel. Okay, I'm going to get off of that topic. Then we're going to jump into our main topic. But the hotel that we just stayed in when we went to Michigan, that was a nice hotel. It had like a full kitchen.
It was all right.
But it was a good hotel. I liked it.
It was okay.
You told me that you liked the hotel and that because when we go places, we like to like bring stuff, food.
But that was then. Since we like hotels and we're not in a hotel right now, the feeling is gone.
But you can still have the memory.
I don't want the memory. I want the hotel back.
Well, that's the hotel we're staying in when we go for Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, I hope I didn't mess it up. At least I picked a reputable name.
Yeah, I forgot. Who did you pick? Where are we staying?
Marriott.
Marriott and Hilton are different, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have Hilton points. I don't think I have... I think I have a Marriott account.
I have Marriott points. You think you're better than me?
I didn't say that. I was just saying, when I book my hotels, I book through Hilton. Only because I can get a lot of points.
Oh, well, I get Marriott points.
Okay.
Let's see who got more points.
All right, now I have 17,000 points with Hilton.
Oh, you fancy.
But I don't really think that equates to much. You have to have like tons of points to get like a free room and a free night.
Yeah. So for the wedding, the night before the wedding, you know how the groom isn't supposed to be, I thought it was the day of the wedding. The groom don't supposed to see the bride. It's the night before?
I think it's the night before too. Definitely the day of.
Oh, I thought it was the day of, but I guess apparently it's the night before. So. My brother is going to have a hotel room at the same hotel as us. And also my sisters are going to be there. So I guess we'll just get them to tell stories in front of the candles. I'll bring some candles so we can just light some candles.
Why are you lighting candles?
So we can put our candles up.
And do what?
A visual.
Why is it a visual? No one's dead. You're not remembering anybody.
You can do a visual celebration.
Oh, when I think of visuals, I think of like people dying.
I create new traditions. For now, you gonna see some candles at your wedding too.
Okay.
What?
I mean, people have candles there, but you said like a visual. When I think of visuals, like somebody died.
Oh, maybe. Well, you know what dies? You know who's gonna die at that wedding?
What?
His fiance's old last name.
That's true.
Deceased.
She's going to have a brand new last name.
So, we put our lighters and our candles up.
Okay. Well, we'll have an update about those activities next time we do our podcast. I'm sure it'll be a good time. It's going to be nice weather. I hope it doesn't rain or anything like that. But since we're talking about family-related things, our main topic that we're here to discuss... Sorry, guys, I jumped ahead. It's okay. You guys might hear a weird, awkward silence, but I jumped ahead. I was looking at our notes. It's okay. We have one more thing to discuss before we move to our next topic. So we had some friends coming to town
okay.
to visit. I had friends coming to town. And it was actually a good time. This was the first time I actually had a friend come into town, and she just didn't come by herself. She came with her significant other. So it was good to plan activities where, like, we could do things as a couple. And I was able to show them around Cleveland. I mean, you know, I've been here for a year, so I guess you could say I'm still kind of new to the area. But because of Emmanuel, I know a few more places than I would have known. Mm-hmm. So that was actually fun to be able to, you know, be with my friend and see, you know, her and her significant other have a good time and how they interact with each other and stuff like that. How did you enjoy meeting them? Because you always hear me talk about her.
It was okay. It was okay. That's all I like to say about that. Do you want me to elaborate more?
Yes. And stop playing.
Look, it's like this.
It was not okay. He was having a ball.
I wasn't having a ball. I was just having a good time.
Man, you were having a ball. It's okay to say you were having a ball.
Okay. You want me to keep it all the way real?
Yes.
All the way real? I keep it all the way real. I was looking forward to meeting your friend and the person that she was dating. Because back at the beginning of our relationship, I gave them a hashtag. They were hashtag goals. Now. So that's actually true. So when I first met, not to tell everybody's business, but when I first met you, you were telling me about, yeah, my friend, and she's dating someone, she's all happy and all this other jazz and all this other stuff. And they were hanging out and spending time and doing stuff. And I was like, man, I want to hang out and spend time and do stuff like they doing. So I just gave them a hashtag. So I wanted to catch up with them. So I wanted to catch up because they were ahead. How far ahead? Like a year ahead of us?
No, they weren't a year. Like maybe like 3 months.
That's a year in dog time.
They met in like, I don't know, September or something. We met in December.
No, but after a while, I gave up the thought of hashtag goals because I was too busy pursuing our own interests. So whenever I thought about it, I was like, oh man, I did want to meet them. It was kind of cool. Plus, I always like to see you. That was my first time actually really seeing you be around somebody that you already know.
Mm-hmm.
Not in passing, to see how you are. And you're kind of like, you're like the mom of the group. You kind of try to make sure everybody is involved and enjoying themselves.
Well, that's what you have to do when you're inviting a group of people to...
No, I think you're the safe friend.
What does the safe friend mean? What does that mean?
You're the, I'm gonna make sure everybody make it home friend.
Well, yeah, I feel like I don't want to be that friend that's just like, okay, y'all figure it out.
Well, but obviously there's some friends in the group that fit that description too.
I don't think I have any friends that would be like that.
If everybody's making sure everybody is safe, then you gotta have somebody that's enjoying themselves, just enjoying themselves.
I mean, I feel like I was still enjoying myself and having a good time. But I feel like that's what happens when you're inviting a group of people. You're the host. So you have to be at a different...
I think that's your normal role.
What? Being the host?
Yeah, you're the host.
No, it is not.
You're not the host?
No.
Do you make sure I'm having a good time?
Yes.
Host.
That's not being the host.
You're the host. That's just funny. Ain't nothing wrong with that, though. You're safe. You make sure everybody is okay. Make sure everybody made home. You check on everyone. You're so responsible. I dig that. Two thumbs up. I dig that. No, but seriously, it was actually great getting a chance to see your friends. I just wish I was more available than I was, because I actually got to hang out with you when you were around them. I had never actually hung with a couple while I was around you.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to take a break out of being a couple sometimes and look over there. So I turn around and be like, where they at? Holding hands, walking down the street. And then we held hands and walked down the street. So it's kind of cool. I heard people in relationships, if they hang around other people in relationships, it makes their relationship better.
That's true. I think if you're hanging around people who have similar mindsets as you, because you can hang around anybody in a relationship.
No, they have to have a relationship in a place similar to yours.
Yeah.
Because if we were in a relationship and we were kind of miserable and we weren't really feeling each other and we hung out in another relationship that was the same way, that we could send y'all in a room over there, you'd be like, you know what? Forget them. Close the door. But if this is happy, we'll do stuff together. So me and her her friend's person that she's dating, we went bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to do a bowling battle. It was kind of like a silent battle. It was us against them. So it was actually pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
We need to step our game up so we can be good. Good.
Yeah, so. We had a good time. Like, I really enjoyed myself. So I definitely look forward to when we will be able to go visit them and everything like that. Because I think they are definitely good people. And I definitely can see us doing, like, a couples trip with them. I think that would be fun.
Like a couples retreat?
Not a couples retreat. A couples trip. Like, we all go to the same place together.
Like a retreat.
No, I'm not calling it
what's
a
wrong
retreat.
With a retreat.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just not saying that's what we're doing.
We can go camping.
Okay, that could be an option.
At a retreat.
Okay. Well, now we will transition.
Okay.
To our main topic, because it's still all involving family and things of that nature. So our next topic that we're going to discuss is, what do you call the parent? Is that what it is? Like, what do you call the parent of the person you're dating?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
You say it. Is that right?
Well, you said, so it's right. What do you call the parents of the person that you're dating? And when do you start calling them that?
I don't know if I've ever addressed your mom like as Mrs. Such and Such, or
I just stare at her and make eye contact and speak.
No, I don't. I definitely just don't stare at her. But every time I go in there, I just always say, "Hey, how are you?" And I just start talking to her. I've never been like, "Hey, Miss Bernadine." I've never said that. I don't think I've ever addressed her like, "Hey, Miss Bernadine," or "Hey, whatever." You know, I just come in, she gives me a big hug, I give her a hug, and then we just start talking. I'll ask her like, "So how's your day been?" Or, "What have you been doing? Anything exciting new happened?" And we just start talking.
Interesting. So if you were in the store, and we were all in the store, and you wanted to come look at something, what would you say then? "Hey, you see this something?"
No, I think I would probably just go get her.
You'd tap her on her shoulder?
I'd just probably walk up to her and be like, "Oh, hey, have you seen this over here? Come take a look at this."
Oh, okay. Let's say that we're somewhere that for some reason, my family is there and your family is there, right? And I'm nowhere. I'm ghost, right? And you're with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see my mom. So you have to introduce my mom.
Oh, that's different.
Mom.
I would then be like, I would. That's not a problem. I would clearly say her name.
Do it.
Okay.
Role play.
So you're your mom?
No, I'm nobody. You all the parties involved do all the voices.
Oh, okay. So I would have my mom be like, "Hey, mom, you need to come meet Emmanuel's mother." And then when I get over there, I would be like, "This is Emmanuel's mom, Bernadine. And this is my mother, Pamela."
Oh. And what would your mom say?
She'd be like, "Hey, it is so great to meet you. Your son is just so wonderful. I just love him so much." She don't have a southern accent, but that's how she would sound.
Okay. Okay. So, I guess to reverse it, I call your mom, Mama P.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I call her Mama P? Where did that come from?
I don't know. You just said Mama P one
I was
day.
Calling her Mama P, but I
very
wasn't calling
early
her.
On.
Yeah, but I didn't tell her, and mm-hmm. I didn't tell you. That's just what I called her in my head.
That's what she is in your phone, too.
Yeah, she is in my phone. She's just Mama in your phone.
She's Mom.
Oh, it's Mom with hearts and stuff.
Pink and green hearts.
Yeah. So, I call her that. I don't know where I got that. Maybe I always wanted to put the word Mama in front of P or something.
But when you see her in person, you do not call her Mama P.
What do I call her?
Nothing. That's the whole point of what I'm saying. I feel like we both address each other's parents. Like, when we see them, we don't say, like, Miss Bernadine. Or you don't be like, oh, Mrs. Cottrell or Mr. Cottrell. It's just like, you just see them and you just say, hi, how are you? You hug them. And then it's just like, we just jump into conversation.
In real life, I don't call my mom either. I just start conversation. I just say, hey. Start talking.
But I mean,
when I say my mom's name or I call her mom, is when I'm speaking about her to something or someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But when I come over there, I just hear. So for now, I'm gonna start making sure I use titles when I address everybody. I'm gonna practice.
I mean, but honestly, the whole point, like, is it necessary? Like, every time we see each other's parents and we have to be like, hello, Mrs. Such and Such. Hello. Because now that I'm thinking about it, when my dad goes to my granny's house, he's not addressing her by her last name or anything like that. But when he talks about her to other people, he'll be like, oh, yeah, my mother-in-law, Naomi.
Okay.
He'll be like, my mother-in-law, Miss Dean or whatever. But when he goes over there, he's not like, hey, Miss Dean,
yeah.
Miss Dean. Yeah. Like, he doesn't do that.
Well,
I don't think it's necessary.
Well, if we get married, I am not going to call them by their name. I'm going to call them by their title.
Which is what?
Mother-in-law, father-in-law.
Every time you see them? No, I'm being serious.
I'm going to take the N out of it. And it's just mother-in-law, father-in-law.
No, but I'm being serious.
No.
Every time you see them, you're going to be like, hey, mother-in-law. That's weird to me.
Oh. That's what we do in Ohio. Weirdness.
No, I'm being serious.
No, I don't know. I never really thought about it. Like, let's see. What do I call my brother? I call my brother and sister, brother and sister.
Yeah, you all do that.
We do. We don't even call each other
That's
by our name.
That's a little weird to be.
I call my brother, his name is Donnie. I call him brother. He calls me brother. My sisters call me brother.
But I thought you guys only call each other brother and sister in texting form.
No.
Like, no, they don't say that in... No, they do not. I've been around you all. They do not say that, like, to your face. Unless
sometimes.
I've missed that those conversations.
It comes and goes, but we're like our title. April. My cousin April. Cousin April.
But when you see her to her face, you're not called. Okay, now y'all do call each other cuz a lot to each other's face.
I call my aunt, auntie.
See, and I don't call any of my aunts. I just be like, I call them by their first names when I address them.
Yeah. It's like I call people in my family a lot of them by title. Like my mom's brother, his name is Glenn. I call him uncle.
See, and it's different. When I was growing up, like, I just always called my uncles and uncles by their actual name.
I know.
So I just be like, okay, this is my aunt Kim or my aunt Keitha or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't say aunt or whatever, but I'll just be like, okay, this is Kim, this is Keitha.
I don't know why I do that. So I guess it kind of fits with the whole theme that I'll call your parents by their title.
I mean, but you have to do what's comfortable for you.
I just realized I do that a lot. I think I was raised like that or something. I don't know where it came from. Because I do it with some of my cousins. We call each other by our title more than our name.
So if you... when you see them next time, which would be like Thanksgiving, are you gonna be like, you know, happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Mrs. Cottrell? Are you just gonna be like, happy Thanksgiving when you walk in the house? Or,
well, I don't feel comfortable calling them by their first name yet. Maybe I will in a few years, but I don't right now. I feel more comfortable calling them by their last name or some other name, because I feel like being calling them by their, I've met them and I know them because I met you, and I figure as I evolve and start to establish my own relationship, then it could be on a normal, like, term. You know, kind of like sometimes when I be at work and I work with some of the doctors I work with, and we work together all the time. So if their name is Dr. Cottrell, they'll say, call me Brittany. I still call you Dr. Cottrell. And it's like, until we actually become our own connection. So I feel more comfortable calling them that, but it'll change. Like, I can refer to them by first name, but I don't really call them by first name because I like to call people by titles. I think it's embedded in me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an issue with calling your mom, oh, Mrs. or Miss such and such, whatever. But I don't know, whenever I'm just over there, I just go in, I speak, I say, hello, hi, how are you? It's good to see you again. But I've never been like, hi, Mrs. Bernadette, you know, I've never done that.
Oh, well, no, you keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, because I don't know if I ever will.
Do I call you by your title? not your work title.
Oh.
But your title to me. I don't always call you by your name either. I call you by all kind of titles. Bae. Babe. Love. Boo. What else I call you? Big head. I'm just playing. I do that sometimes though. What else do I call you?
You just literally named all of them.
I call you, like, any emoji I think of, that's what you are. I call you BK. I call you Brit. That, when I call you a name, I call you Brit. I call you Brittany. I don't call you Queen B, though.
No, nobody does that. I don't want anybody calling me that.
That means Queen Brittany.
I mean, I know,
but... You thought I meant the other B word?
No. No. Oh. I just don't like Queen B, because, you know, people be like, oh, Queen B, Beyonce, and all that sort of stuff. But, I mean, for you...
What you call me?
I call you Manny Fresh a lot.
My new name is Black Ice.
Okay. I call you Manny Fresh a lot. Lots of times I'll call you by your last name when I pick up something.
You
I'll
do.
Be like, single day. I call you Babe a lot.
What's my name in your phone?
Your first and last name?
Oh,
with hearts around
it. Why you gotta have my government name in the phone?
With hearts around it.
I need an alias in your phone.
That's what I have for you. Yeah, but I mean, I feel like... I mean, this kind of went a little off. Not all the way off, because we started talking about titles in general. But... I just kind of feel like if you meet someone's parents, like, you want to be respectful and things like that. You know, you don't want the first time you meet them to be like, hey, what's up, Sid and Pam? Like, you're not on that level to be
you
like.
You know what? If I tried that, I'd be kicked out at the door.
You know, and I'm not at the level where I'm like, yeah, what's up, Burn? You know, like, I don't know what a nickname would be for her name or whatever, but.
If you would have did that, my mom would have been like, hey, can you come in my room and help me move this thing? And I walk in the room. She'd be like, get her out of here.
I could see her mom saying that, too. But, yeah, I feel like how we've addressed each other's parents, though, I think it's good. Like, I think we've been respectful. I don't think our parents find any issues with how they've been addressed by either of us.
My mom likes you.
I like your mom. I think she's hilarious.
I think she only invite me over so you can come over. Because she's stopping just short and saying, just give me her number so I can just invite her directly. Because every time I talk to her, she'd be like, where's Brittany? Y'all coming over? I was like, well, I'm coming over. She'd be like, where's Brittany? Like, I ain't good enough.
Well,
I kind of feel some type of way.
Well, that's no different than when my mom be texting you and sending you pictures and telling you about stuff, but don't text me nothing. Like that day that they had a whole evening and went to Red Robins and went on a nice walk and did these other activities. She sent you a picture of her smiling and she's in the mask. I got nothing. I didn't even know the activity was happening. You were like, oh, your parents at Red Robins. And you were like, your mom sent a picture. I was like, she what?
How did that make you feel?
I was like, I'm being replaced.
Why are you being selfish? You had great parents for so long. You can share.
I didn't say I couldn't share.
You could have took a break to go eat a salad.
I was just like, where is my picture at? Where is my explanation of the evening activities? I didn't even know that those events were happening.
But you're part of me.
I know that. But I was still like, I want a picture too and an explanation too.
I know. I felt so, it was like guilty pleasure.
I think you told me to rub it in.
I did.
And you actually admitted.
No, I wasn't trying to rub it in. I thought you got the same thing I got.
No.
I just like to share the story.
I didn't get anything. That's the whole point.
You got birthed. So, there's your payback.
Thank you, Lord. I got birthed.
Look, if you were never born, I would have never gotten the opportunity to receive the pictures because you wouldn't exist. Therefore, I wouldn't exist.
No, you would still exist but as I wouldn't, you, but not you wouldn't in this exist universe. In my world. Yeah.
Not in this multiverse.
Yes, not in my world you would not have.
Life would have been totally different. If you never existed, so many things would be different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have never got that message. We would never be doing this podcast. I would have never met your friends from out of town. We would have never went to those weddings. I wouldn't have all these great memories. And I'll probably be still at home sick with COVID.
Oh, for a whole year?
Oh.
With COVID.
Oh, I guess before we leave for today, I guess I should say I did take the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, that's an update.
I did take the vaccine, and to be forthcoming, I took the vaccine, but I didn't feel good about, like, it wasn't that the shot didn't hurt or anything, that kind of stuff. It's just being stuck with a dilemma that I actually chose to do it. Versus those people who've been forced to do it because of their job or other circumstances. I just kind of looked at it and I was like, you know what? Me and Britt, we're like Romeo and Juliet. So I figure if she took the vaccine and she turns to a reptile, she might try to eat me up. But if I took the vaccine too and she turned to a reptile, we both turned to reptiles.
So if one thing happens to the other, then it's going to happen to the other.
Yeah, I guess we were trying to say to death do us part. So if there are any long-term effects, I guess we'll be dealing with the long-term effects together.
Hey, that's all I can say.
And if there's no effects, we'll still be together.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it for love.
And that's true. He
I did.
That is true. That's a true fact.
And if I tell everybody the truth, I did get sick. After both shots.
He did, yeah.
I had fevers, I had chills, body aches, and headaches. I felt like crap. Mm-hmm. So she went out of town. What did you go out of town for?
To get my braces off.
Oh, she went out of town to get her braces off. So I said, I'm going to sneak and do it while she's gone. And then I couldn't even enjoy the rest of the time you were gone because I was on my deathbed.
Yeah, because I had FaceTime you. I was like, what is wrong? You was all hot and sweaty. And he made up a story. He was like, oh, I'm just tired.
I was tired.
I didn't even know you had got the vaccine.
Yeah, I was tired. I had my notebook with all my debit card and passwords sitting on the counter just in case I was going to that upper room. I ain't say nothing to you just in case. I ain't want you to worry in case I die while you were gone.
Stop talking.
Seriously.
Crazy.
Because if I'd have told you, I feel like I'm dying, you would have jumped right back on the plane. So
I sure would have. I sure would have been like, reschedule appointment.
So I was just being a trooper. I just said, I'll just suck it up and work through. But to tell you the truth, it actually felt a little bit like when I had COVID. That's because I had COVID. I was like, feel like a piece of COVID.
But when I took it, I didn't have any side effects. Like, I literally had nothing besides the sore arm where they gave me the shot. I didn't feel anything.
I think I was sensitive to COVID. I think I'm sensitive to that vaccine because I was shaking like a crap game.
Shut up.
But the second time when I took it, it wasn't as bad as the first shot.
Mm-hmm.
I recovered from that in like about 2 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I fasted.
Mm-hmm.
After I took the shot, I fasted for a couple of days. And I couldn't eat anyway because I felt like crap. But then I got back to normal. So now I am vaccinated. So COVID, I'm right here.
Well, we are not trying to call on any illness or ailment. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Okay?
Well, it was great to get back to the podcast. Maybe we can make this a normal occurrence for season 2.
Yeah, we're going to try to do better. We will not make any promises, but we're going to try to do better. Hopefully, you guys still listen to us because, you know, we're just having fun. There is no...
Okay.
Real thing per se. We're just talking about activities and current events in our day and life and just, you know, topics we want to discuss. And you guys might have something interesting to add to it as well. If you do, please feel free to rate, subscribe to us, leave a message, let us know what you thought. You know, share your thoughts in the comments.
Okay.
Let us know.
Well, I guess before we end this podcast, I'll just leave you with a motivational quote. It's called 7 Rules of Life. Number 1, smile. It always works out in the end. Number 2, be kind. You have the power to make people feel good. Number 3, don't give up. If it doesn't work the first time, find another way. Number 4.
4, don't compare. Everyone's on a different journey. 5, avoid negativity. Avoid negative thoughts, situations, and people. 6, make peace with your past. Focus on being present and creating a better future. And 7, take care of your body and mind. One struggles to survive without the other.
And with that, we're looking forward to chatting with you again.
See you guys next time.